Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend is my 40th birthday party. Sunday, we will be at Tony V's in Everett, Steve.
Can't wait. I'm excited.
It's going to be from 7 to 11. We're having a DJ. It's a milestone birthday, you know? So what about you, Rockaholics? What milestone birthday did you celebrate in a big way? 206-803-ROCK. Chris from Smoky Point, how did you celebrate your dirty 30?
So my buddy showed up to my house the night before my birthday, drunk with a case of beer, a box of metal roofing nails, or the metal sheet metal screws, and said, hey, we're going to race at Silvertip Stadium on our three-wheelers, and we have to screw all these screws in our tires to run on the ice.
And not a better time to do it when drunk.
I know. So I thought he was joking, because I was like, oh, they're never going to let us run on a hockey rink with three-wheelers. And sure enough, he was correct. And the International Ice Racing Association was there. And yeah, we stayed up that night. We filled our tires full of little sheet metal screws. And we went out there and had a blast. And it was the best birthday I've ever had. It was amazing. And they made all the riders step forward. And they put us up on the Jumbotron. And they introduced us to the packed stadium.
Wow.
It was the most amazing thing in the world. It was so cool.
If you you have to send us pictures or videos of that, I'd love to see that, because that just sounds awesome.
Oh, it was. It truly was. I didn't do very well. Don't get me wrong.
Well, were you hungover? Probably. That's why.
Well, that may have something to do with it, but it was fun nonetheless, though.
That's rock awesome. On, Chris. 206-803-ROCK, what milestone birthday did you celebrate in a big way? Bob from Tacoma, you were down under for a birthday.
Yeah, happy pre-Taryn birthday, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, anyway, so I think it was my 28th birthday, and I'm a leap day baby. So my birthday only comes around once every 4 years, so they're always special.
Always a milestone. Anyway,
so was the 28th the birthday where it actually did land on the right date?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
it was February 29th back in the 80s. But anyway, I was going from Sydney to Coolangatta, and I was staying in youth hostels. And on the way, and my goal was to, when I got to Coolangatta, was to be on the beach and get drunk at midnight when my birthday rolled around. So I was talking to the bus driver, the coach driver, they call him down there, and I asked him if there was a place that I could stop and buy beer on the way to Coolangatta. And he said, no, it's just a straight open road shot. And I said, I told rats, I wanted to, you know, it's my birthday and I wanted to drink beer and stuff. And he goes, hang on a second. So he gets on the intercom and he tells the bus that they're taking a small detour inland. And so I'm like, oh, cool. So anyway, when the bus, it was an hour detour. When the bus got in there, I went into the pub to buy my beer. And when I came back out, they had a cake on the bus for me for my birthday.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So we partied for my birthday on the way up to Coolangatta, and I got to do my goal, which was to spend the beach, you know, the night on the beach getting drunk, welcoming in my birthday on the 29th.
We're going to try and do that for your birthday, but at West Seattle Beach.
Fancy.
After Tony V's, we're going to end up there.
206-803-ROCK. How did you celebrate a big milestone birthday, Jody in Auburn?
I'm going to follow suit and do my 50th the same as yours and going to Everett.
Yeah.
Also, we'll see you at Tony V's.
Yep. I don't drink those. So, I mean, I don't know how that's going to...
Just hang out with Danny. Danny's doing Dry January. You can just hang out with Danny.
Yeah, exactly. I won't be... I'll be having some club soda and some lime, and we'll be partying just as hard as the rest of them.
Is he any fun, though?
No. Wow, no, not at all. Actually, no.
Yeah. Well, Ryan Castle's also doing Dry January, and Jody, my husband has not had a drink in almost 12 years, so you will be in good company.
Awesome. Great. We'll have fun.
Rock on. We'll see you Sunday.
Wow, Steve.
What?
Danny, not fun.
Oh, did I say that out loud?